stairs. I see you, Mr. Bob's crystal ball. He's lying in his treasure pile. In a room on the very top floor. I got a twist in the memory file. To break the lock on the door. Down the corridor, I tiptoe. Through the flickering kerosene glow. Minding my way through Henry's Chateau. I cautiously go, taking it slow. Back behind the great armchair. I award Mr. Croft his stare. With a silent prayer, I flip through the air. As it does it, I'm almost there.
Would be free. I know a doozy of a magic spell. Bring the big kids back from the lake. And with Henry ringing his bell, we'll take back the house, piece of cake.
Hey, Tess, not to worry. I'm coming up hard in a hurry. And it looks like the coast is clear. Bumsy and Crafty are nowhere near. They got a big surprise in store. Cause now I spies your door. And the sneakiest style, I'll make my move. Twisting the file in the keyhole groove. Hey, what's that sound upstairs? You're a sneaky fellow,
little Jack, sneaky fellow.
Little Jack, better watch your back. Beware the snare and the snips in your snack. You're a sneaky, sneaky fellow,
little Jack, sneaky fellow.
Little Jack, better watch your back. Beware the snare and the snips in your snack. As quiet as you can, keep an eye out for the nasty man. Not a whisper from your lips, no tumble slips or slips.
I'm afraid there is one small piece of bad news to tell. You see, one minor aspect of the plan is actually not going so well. Mm-hmm. Remember when we trapped all those little whippersnappers by making them sing and dance in the Great Hall?
Yeah. So what?
Well, the only reason I bring it up is one whippersnapper was actually not so well trapped. In fact, he was not trapped at all.
Go lock him up in a closet somewhere. I don't care.
I'm afraid it's not that easy, Bubsy. You see, little rascal seems to have wormed his way up to the uppermost floor. That credenza where we kept chess and your treasure hoard?
Yeah, the credenza, I remember, of course.
Right, some call it a closet, some call it... I prefer myself to call it a credenza.
Who doesn't, Crafty? Who doesn't?
Okay, well, I digress.
Yes.
In any case, the little rascal seems to have, what has he done? Oh, he's right. He's jimmied the lock and, opened the door.
What? How come you weren't keeping watch up there?
Oh, no need for alarm, Bubsy. This is really just such a minor irritation. As a matter of fact, they're up there right now. They're working on some no doubt useless magic incantation.
You silly fox, he's summoning back the plastic kitty crew!
Yes, yes, Bubsy Manny Rankin just right.
From the watery cell. Crafty, this is just swell!
Oh, it's really not my fault, sir. Well, I guess my job is done, and we all had a big lot of fun. Welcome back, try off, everyone. The bad guys are getting ready to run. Hey, Henry, good to see you back. Just tried to pick up the slack. I mean, well, I missed you too. They all left me here with nothing to do. And I might have been a bit afraid of Bubsy and a stickery blade. But I just put on my fearless face and said, hey, I'm looking out for Tessa's place. So Henry, keep the bell ringing. Tonight we'll be dancing and singing. Bubsy won't stay, he'll sneak away. And I've had enough of sneaking today.
You kids haven't seen the last of me.
You're a sneaky, sneaky fellow.
Sneaky, sneaky fellow.
Better watch your back, beware the snare and the slick, slick snack. You're a sneaky, sneaky fellow, little Jack.
Sneaky, sneaky fellow,
little Jack. Better watch your back, beware the snare and the slick, slick snack. It's flying.